Hello, everyone. Radio. Hello, my listeners. This is Cindy Bentley. Welcome to another Monday afternoon with Healing Fountain. And we're hoping, and we know we are knowing that today there will be some healing. I like to think of it as shifting into transformation, because everything that happens to us, even though it's sad, we in the three-dimensional world, we look at it and our awareness looks at it as being not good. Let's remember that we're on a journey to wholeness. And on this journey to wholeness, sometimes we learn the hard way, and sometimes we learn the easy way, how to let go and surrender. And I'm just like you guys. I have the journey before me. I have the journey in every moment. And wow, what a journey. I was reading some Diane Canfield today. And she, if you're not aware of who Diane Canfield is, you can Google her. She does energy alerts, frequency alerts, planetary alignment with the energies that are transforming our physical form into a higher level of divine being. And so she talks about the ascension process and what happens to us as we are ascending, and what happens to us as the energies are flowing through us. So I want to just catch up for a minute. My friends and clients and everyone listening, I got in from San Diego, got to my house, got my suitcase at Albuquerque about 10:30, got home about 11:40, got in the bed about 12:30. So I'm shifting back into being in the desert again after being in the moist, wonderful weather at Crown Point on the beach in San Diego. But I had work to do. There was a Stargate that I needed to clean up. It was near the beach. It's very obvious. I could almost teach people how to locate them, but it comes with a sensitivity to the planet. And that was part of it. And another part was that I gave a workshop that I gifted to the a mission there in San Diego for the homeless women. And it helps provide needs that only women would need on the streets. They try to take care of these women. And sometimes there's not only women, but children on the streets. So it's a very good, wonderful type of gift to be able to serve and to be able to gift a workshop. I was at the Unity Church in El Cajon. It was very exciting and I think I found out later there were people who said to one another, "I don't think I've ever heard anything like that before." "I don't think I knew about that before." Oh, so I really opened up some heads. I only had one person who had to leave, because as the ones of you who have been in any of my workshops, any of my meetings, you do know that some people can't handle it. I should have given that information up front, but one of the women in the group had to leave. She was feeling dizzy and lightheaded. Well, most people do that when I start working with them, that they get, especially if it's going fast, they get some physical symptoms. So it was a very great time. I worked with two clients that are in San Diego. Well, actually three. And then I did some follow-ups, and it was very, very busy and very interesting. And there were lots of young people, lots of people. And I'm so accustomed to being with almost no one except for people who call, because I'm out in the desert. So it was quite nice to be with a lot of young energy. And the young people seemed to be so open. And I talked about what I do to some of the people, the younger, and they seem to be so much more open than some people that are so rooted and so stuck in the three-dimensional world. I think all of us know people who are stuck in three-dimensional world. And I know each of you have people that you wish you could say, wake up. Wish you could snap your fingers and say, wake up. It's time to live in the fifth dimension. It's time to be in your personal heaven. And I work diligently every day to help people wake up to the truth and the truth of who they are as divine, powerful beings. I received a email today from one of my listeners. She said on July the 9th, she got clearing on in prosperity, her prosperity box. And within an hour, she got a job that she had been trying to get for quite a while. So she was like, oh my gosh. So I hope if any of you out there who have very significant or even minor things that happened after the show, I'd love to hear about it, because that's what we're here for. It's a service. It's a service for everyone. And the more I can serve you, the more you can serve someone else. We're all in this together. We're not alone. We're really not alone. Even though I don't see very many people during the day, unless I go to the gym, I may not see anybody. I go walking. Today I went walking. I saw no one. So, you know, I walked a good hour and a half around the subdivision, but it's a pretty quiet place, and most people are indoors, or this is there's not a lot of people that live here full time. So today, I want to talk about living in the fifth dimension and what it feels like and what it's all about. A lot of us still have one foot in the 3D world and one foot in the fourth or fifth dimensional world, but it's okay. It's all happening. As you know, we're no longer counting the DNA strands, and I wrote so much in my book and on my website. Oh, we're going to wake you up. We're going to have 12 DNA strands. And guess what? We have so much more than just the 12. But that proves that we are ascending. It proves that we are waking up, that we are doing the job that we came here to do. We are doing what our soul wants so badly, and that's to be in full power and on the journey of the soul consciously moving forward on this planet. So what's happening? What's happening with each of you? Each of you are starting to take that one foot out of the three-dimensional world, and it takes a lot of focus. I've noticed that more and more with me, especially if you're tired, if you've had a long day, or like me this morning. I got up, I woke up about 4 a.m. I'd only been asleep a few hours, and I thought, this is not going to work, and I had to go back. I went back to bed, and I slept till 9, which is quite unusual. But sometimes we have a lot of shifting to do, and it's not just in our waking hours, it's in our sleep. It seems when we're still and we're highly connected in during the sleeping time, because that's when we are the truth of who we are. as divine beings the most. As we sleep, we're allowing the physical form, the three-dimensional form, to recuperate. But the soul, that's the truth of who we are, is actually working very hard. I know most of you who are listening have felt that and know that there are times when you are thinking you're getting some good rest and you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've been ran over by a freight train because I'm so tired. But actually, we do not only work on ourselves, but work for other beings, work for the planet while we're sleeping. Sometimes it's a nice thing to do to ask your guides and your higher self, I need a night off. Could you please just let me sleep through the night with very rejuvenating rest? And I do that. I did that last night because it was, by the time I got home, it's like, wow, I had a great trip, no complaints, very, very nice. I stayed alone and someone gifted me a place to stay and I stayed alone in a little apartment. It was like two blocks from the beach. Didn't get to the beach but twice, but I was walking, trying to get some air because I had so much work to do. I could get up early and go walk for a little bit and then come back and work. It was very, very nice to be in a different climate. And also, like I said earlier, to be with lots of young people, which is not what I see here in Santa Fe. So, and a more urban environment than where I am here. So what we're going to talk more about, and I'd like for your questions also, and anything that you can teach the rest of us that are listening, things that have brought to our attention that we are definitely waking up and shifting. And what Diane Canfield said, and I'm going to have to read it to you. She says to be in every moment. Every moment we need to be in that moment. And as we're in that moment, as I was saying earlier, I had to shift a little bit this morning because when you're gone for 4 or 5 days, there's lots to do when you get back home. So I had to just slow it down and say, it's okay. And you can go slow. It's all right. I try not to, I had people calling, I have aunts, emails, text messages. And all of you know that I appreciate and I really like it if you can send me emails rather than text messages because I can't keep up with the text messages. I have one phone. When I'm working on the phone, it shows the text message, which is disruptive if I'm trying to, if I am channeling any information for someone. So try to email me. That way I don't lose it because I can always get back, I can always find it. And I can get back to it. So that would be really nice. So today we're going to take some questions. I've got Astrid on the line. She's here with us. And Astrid, I haven't seen her in a while. I know she's here and going to talk to us. Let's say hey to Astrid for a little bit. Hey, Astrid. How's it going in El Dorado?
Hi, Cindy. Hi, everybody. It's going hot here in El Dorado, around 100 again.
Oh, no. Is there rain? It's been thundering and lightning around me, but no rain. How about you?
Blue sky.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty warm.
Yes, it's pretty warm. And yes, it's kind of fits the time, right? It's hot. Are we having all fun yet? Maybe not so much. this past week. We talk about that later.
Okay. I may take a couple of calls, and then we'll let you give us the forecast. How about that?
Yes, go ahead. Let's hear what some of the folks on the call have experienced this week and how everybody's doing.
Exactly. I've just talked about how I'm doing. I'm coming back in from being in the ocean air, and now I'm in the dry desert again. So I'm acclimating, we might say, and it's very nice. I did Dallas to see how beneficial it would be for me to move to San Diego, and it would be good, but it's 30% more beneficial for me to stay in Santa Fe. So they've invited me to come back in a couple of months and do another workshop at the other Unity Church there. And I've also got an invitation that they're working on it in L.A. at the Spiritual Living Center. And what I'm doing is I'm gifting the proceeds of the workshop to charity, to whatever needs. I would rather do charities for men and women, especially the women on the streets that need help. And so that's what this is, what I'll be doing. It's a way of me giving back, and it's also a way that people can get to know who I am. And like I said, I don't know if you were listening earlier, Astrid, but wow, I blew some minds at the Unity Church in El Cajon. They were like, I've never heard this before. This is all new for me. I was like, so who's the light worker? And one person kind of raised their hand. I said, well, actually, every one of you guys are a light worker. I've already checked it out. So I had to go. I had a lot of explaining to do, but it was quite fun. So I've got several people on the line. I think there's several numbers that I can recognize. I think this may be Charisse. 678-371, who am I speaking with?
I actually think that might be me. This is Becky.
Hey, Becky. Cindy Bentley here. Yeah, I was thinking that was Charisse. She's got a 678 number, but I don't have them memorized. How are you today? How's it been?
Well, you know, it's been really interesting because I took your advice last time and I listened to one of your podcasts on clearing cords and implants and that sort of thing. And I promise you, when I was done giving myself a session of that, I felt so light. I almost felt like I needed to get myself something physical to tether me to the ground. So
yes.
It was really cool. It was like getting an energy bath. It was amazing. Thank you so much for that. I so appreciate it. I wanted to know really quickly, because I know you have a lot of other callers, so I don't want to take a lot of your time. I was wondering if you could do a quick check to see if there's anything that I could work on, like this week, as far as if it's just my thoughts, if I just need to clear more any energy blocks or any implants, or if there's any kind of DNA upgrade that I need.
Okay.
Or update.
You've asked me a lot of questions here.
Sorry.
You put a lot out there, Becky. So hang on.
Sorry.
So I always tell people I'm not computerized. I have to do one thing. I have to check one thing at a time.
Okay.
Your thoughts are pretty darn good, honey. Much, really, really good. Implants, you're good. Have we had a session before? I don't think we have we?
We have. I think it's just been a while.
Okay. So no implants. Your DNA strands that are activated? Yeah, because see, once you have the session with me, everything is just temporary. You can clear yourself great. So that just shows me the truth, what I've been telling people, that if you after I do the initial, if you can just hang in there and do the work yourself, all is well. So I don't see any implants. You just got a very few thoughts, and I just shifted those. Your DNA strands, 10,000, 20,000, about 25,000 activated. So as you know, I think you've listened before when I talk about this, the DNA strands are proving that we're becoming more multidimensional, that the aspects of us are coming together so that all of us, not just the human form in this planet, is ascending and activating all the DNA of the human. As the reality of what we are in our soul, which is much more than being human, we are activating all of the DNA. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And my other question is, because we're all ascending, so, and we're all in this together. My question is, I'm asking this of the universe. So each person that I count the DNA strands, is that their personal soul DNA? Yes. I just want to make sure there's not someone else that's overlapping. I want to make sure it's all ours because I'm into the truth. You guys know I'm Virgo, so I'm double checking. But everything is actually what we are. And becoming interdimensional is way what is more than what a 3D person can dream about. So that's why becoming interdimensional, you have to be still, be quiet, listen, and be in the moment, because that's where it's happening. And what I was saying, I was reading Diane Canfield earlier today, and she was talking about you have to be in the moment, because that's when, in every moment, is when the interdimensionality shows up. And so if in the moment you're thinking about what's going to happen next week, you know, if I'm dowsing about, should I go dancing tomorrow night? If I'm thinking about what I did yesterday at the workshop, did I say the right thing? It's not going to work. It doesn't work like that. And we can't flow like that. And as we become more and more interdimensional, it's moment to moment in interdimensionality. And it's about observing what happens in that moment and the next moment and the next moment. We haven't done that much in the three-dimensional world because we've been so busy planning, right? I used to keep gigantic lists. We've been so busy planning about what we're going to do tomorrow, the next week, and next month, when we're going to take a vacation, you know, what do we need to do to make more money? You know, all the things that take us out of the moment. But the moment-to-moment living is where we can flow and where the truth of who we are and the power of who we are shows up. So it takes practice, because this morning I started thinking about, you know, the wonderful people that I met on the plane. I really had a good, I fly standby on Delta because my daughter works for Delta, and every seat I got, because I had to go Salt Lake City to San Diego, there's no straight flight, was a comfort seat. And every seat I got had wonderful people beside. I was in the middle every time. No, once I had a window seat, but everyone was wonderful. And it was really sad on the way back. So many people wanted my card, and I gave out a half a box. People took a half a box of cards at the workshop. I had no cards left for anybody. I had to kind of write things on a piece of paper. So it was kind of interesting. So I had to quit thinking about what I already did and just think about, it's done, thank you, God, and think about this moment and this time and this house and how good it felt to be in the energy. And it's about being in the moments. And Diane Canfield, Becky, will give you some ideas, Also, we've got Michael Lennox astrology that is fabulous, and I send that to Astrid so she can help me talk about the journey for the next week for people, because she understands it even more so. And there's lots of ways that we can be empowered, but we have to stop that three-dimensional chatter and be empowered in the moment. Does that make sense? So I'm looking at you, Becky, and I'm looking if there's any non-beneficial energies. And I say, how many non-beneficial energies are on Becky? And I'm not getting any. So whatever you did a great job. And everybody can do this, guys.
Well, you know, Tenacious is my middle name, and I stuck with it until I and I'm just going to keep going with it, because your advice is absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
There are some things, rather large things, that I'm wanting to shift in my life and to change. And I think that, and I actually started really focusing on every minute.
Yes.
And it's in my job, in my line of work, sometimes it's difficult or a little bit of a challenge, you know, to keep the positivity flowing.
Yes.
I'm so sensitive to, I get everything.
Yes.
I pick up everything. Yes. And I'm, you know, I've been asking for the protection to kind of keep me clean.
Yes.
But I think it's interesting that I actually started doing my best to focus and be in every moment and not.
Yes.
You know how it is when you're living a situation that you don't feel is your optimal, you know, you really want
right.
to get beyond that and be in a different situation. It's really difficult to not want to do something, physically first, you know what I mean? Instead
yes.
of sitting
mm-hmm.
and getting quiet and allowing
mm-hmm.
the what the universe is saying, and even getting the energies lined up or letting them line up or listening to them to know when they're lined and doing that first before actually doing something physical.
Right. And the most important thing is to feel it. And I'm working on acquiring a partnership, and I had some big aha moments. Because I was out of my element and I could really focus, you know, over the past few days. And I really felt, and I saw some things, I witnessed some things, I felt some things, and I would have missed it had I not been in the moment of things that were around me that really, and I'm such a feeler, and so are you, Becky, that I could feel what it was like to have the partner that I needed, which was fabulous, because that's the very beginning of allowing it to show up. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And I'm looking right now. I have a saying that someone gave me that is very exactly what you're talking about. I have it right over my computer. It says, that what I want also wants me, is looking for me and attracting me. I just must feel and know the frequency of allowing this to be in my place of patience, because it is happening and processing now. This
is beautiful.
Yeah. So I've got this right in front of me because, Becky, I need it. I need it. And this was, and the thing that a lot of us aren't aware of, and the reason why we have to be in the moment, is because what I thought I might have needed mentally, you know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, is not what I saw, felt, and knew yesterday or today. Because we're changing so much.
Right.
So the awareness is changing. So then that's the main reason why we've got to surrender, because what we felt or thought when we were not as aware as we are now is not exactly in alignment with what we are today. We're changing so much. So that's why I'm in my practice, I'm asking people to be patient and let it arrive when it's supposed to. And I love that you've got Ganesh for your middle name, Becky. That's fabulous. All right, I better move on. I'll talk to you all day, and I only have another hour.
Thank you. I got you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Sure.
Thank you for supporting me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got 470-294 on the line.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted
my
to
Karen
tell
Lane.
You.
Tell me.
Yes. I want to tell you the neatest thing that happened. After your call and you made sure I was clear, I
yeah.
had my deposition the next day, and
yeah.
I did real well. But the funny thing was, part of my I can't think of the word, issue from this accident is the jerking. And
yes.
I had prayed that they would either believe me or something would happen that would show it. And
yes.
lo and behold, I was in the middle of the deposition, and the building fire alarm went off and would not stop. And I went into full-blown jerking like a dying fish. So they got to see firsthand.
I'm sorry to laugh.
I know. Well, I was laughing once I got out of the building, but I you know, who can arrange that? God. I'm just so thankful. And then the other thing I wanted to say, I've been up and down like a yo-yo.
Mm-hmm.
I've called it the ascension roller coaster.
Oh, yes.
And what I am working on, I think it helps, and you've told me this before, but I'm not stubborn or anything, ha-ha, gratitude.
Yes.
Gratitude.
Appreciation. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, because I selected this, so gratitude,
mm-hmm.
And it seems to help. But I was gonna ask you if you could. Oh, before I ask you this, I'm very curious. Are we going to 144,000 DNA? That just keeps running through my head.
You know, I don't
like
know.
In the Bible.
I don't know.
About that. Because the Bible says in Revelations, the 144,000, it talks about that. And
yes.
I wonder if the 144,000 is our DNA.
Well, I thought that was the people that were coming, the way showers, the first
well, I did too,
line.
But there's
you
so
know
many
saying?
Of us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What if the DNA is our way shower? I mean, what if there's more than one type of way
yeah.
shower?
And
what if our DNA?
Can I just say something right here? We all know that Karen yeah. is a Virgo.
Yeah, guilty. Guilty.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Yes. Oh, I'm
not
worried about it. You know me, I'm a Virgo. I just,
yeah.
you know, I want to answer to fill in that hole that's got seeps into my brain. I promise I won't worry about it. I'm just so curious and very, very,
yeah.
very, very Virgo-y.
Yes.
My other thing was,
but
I was
you waste energy. You waste energy, honey, if it's not action, you know, you're kind of, it's all going to, we'll know it when we're supposed to know it.
This is true. This is true. But my intellectual side just, you know, kind of.
I know. I do.
I don't know. I like pondering. But I don't want to waste any energy, so I won't do that. My other thing is, I was wondering if you could look at my little dog, Freddie, because he just doesn't seem himself. He hasn't for some time.
Well, Freddie was picking up on your nervousness about the deposition. I mean, was it a deposition. What was it?
It was a deposition. I had to give my
deposition.
And based on my deposition, they
He's 55%. So, you know, they pick up you so easily. Yeah. So let me
I'm going to a quiet room. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Let me remove all non-beneficial energies on him. Thank you.
Oh, good.
All right, Karen. You're good.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. I'm going to do one more.
If I do the violet flame more on him, will that help keep him clear?
Definitely.
Okay.
Do it. You got the power, Karen.
I'll do it more. I've been doing it once. That's not enough. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling.
So
we'll talk later. Bye.
Yes. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. I've got another person, and then I'm going to let Astrid speak. 310. She's been waiting a long time. Whoever this is. This is Cindy Bentley. How can I help you?
Cindy?
Yes.
Can you, it's Elaine. I couldn't tell if I was the person or not.
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, Elaine in California.
Oh, hey, Elaine.
I'm glad you had a good trip.
I did. California's good. It was
good. I think we needed you out here. I've been so happy listening to your show and found great comfort in knowing I'm not the only one going through the ascension symptoms. I really thought it was me having either a depressive episode or something with the ups and downs. I thought I was going cuckoo,
but
I guess we're all going cuckoo, which is good.
Yes, we are.
But it's leveling off, which I feel great about, and I feel really positive and upbeat. The only thing I'm wondering is my business has been really stuck, and I don't know if it's residual funky energy from.
Let's look at that. How many blocks does Elaine have in her prosperity and abundance flow of her business? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, 7. There's something about your business that we need to shift out to higher frequency, because that's what I did for the other girl that was in LA the other week, and God, she's sending me like, oh, thank you.
Got to be Anita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your friend. Yes.
Yeah. We're all your friend.
I know. We're all friends. I can't wait to come to LA to work again. I'm hoping this pans out at the Spiritual Living. I'm not hoping. I'm sure it'll pan out soon.
Yeah.
But they want me back in San Diego in a couple of months. And I'm thinking maybe a little long, maybe 3 months.
God, LA would love to have you. It's your crowd.
This is not the best of times. There were just many people that were not available because of the time of the year and everything. I'm clearing you out right now, Elaine, as we're speaking.
Okay.
And tell me something. Did the right animal, the right
I decided
baby,
to take, for those who don't know, I lost my beloved dog in February. No, I decided to sort of go with a grieving process. I felt like it wasn't quite time, and I really feel her energy around me, which has been a comfort through this.
Yes.
So I think once I sort of level off, I'll be ready for another physical dog again, but I'm enjoying her spirit around me.
Elaine, I'm so happy you have said that.
Aw, honey.
You're in the moment, girl.
I really feel like I'm telling you, something definitely shifted, and I'm sure it has to do with working with you and listening to your advice, but I can feel the frequency of success. I just haven't, it's the patience issue for me. I feel appreciation for so much in my life.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling like the mood is coming back. I would like, everything else is sort of kicking into gear.
The joy of, because I did real estate for a while, and within 9 months, I was the number one seller in the, I didn't tell you that, in the company. It was back in 86 or 87. And then they started giving me whole subdivisions, and I could just sit there and write contracts all day, and you said,
I need some of that.
Like,
good for
I'm
you.
A rich girl.
It's fun. When it's working
it
and clicking, it's
fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I like my job.
I had
to get
my broker to go to the closings. I couldn't get to all the closings. I was like, you bring me that.
Well, bless your heart.
So it was kind of fun. But you heard what I said earlier, that what I want also wants me.
Yes, I wrote that down.
Good, good, good.
Does this job not want me?
Does who not want you?
Yeah, we'll get to that next. No, does this job not want me? Because that I didn't understand, because I don't know what else I want to do. I like what I'm doing.
So how beneficial is it for Elaine to get? I think you're a great, and I think one of the reasons, Elaine, that real estate's really good for you is because you connect with people so well. You know that.
Yeah, no, that I do like that part of it.
And
I'm attracting.
That's a gift.
It's interesting. It's good because it keeps my spirit up when I get connected to people like that, and I feel it. I'm attracting more appreciative clients, and I've gotten a lot of losses lately of big deals, but when I look at it, they've all been complete jerks that would really drain me, and so I've looked at it as a blessing in disguise, even though I didn't articulate it very well. So I'm assuming things are just moving out of my life to clear for better things to come in. But in the interim, it's the financial sort of sweating through it.
Of course. Of course. Of course it is. So,
I have faith, but I'd like a little backup.
Yeah. So let's just look at this. How many weeks until Elaine has a closing? I'm getting a closing in 5 weeks.
Lovely.
5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So that'll help.
Definitely.
And let me double check what I just did. Is there any more blocks or issues in Elaine's prosperity and abundance at her work? And I get no. But let's look at another place. In all of the energy fields of Elaine, is there any blocks, issues, or what else? Negative energies that are blocking Elaine's job where she works. And I get no. I think you're good. Also, I'm not sure, I can't remember who I told you to work with, but like what Becky was saying, Ganesh is fabulous. He is about prosperity, and he's about removing all the obstacles to prosperity. So you
have the power.
You've got a Ganesh already, don't you?
I've got three of them, and you had recommended Athena, and when I go big. Athena and Lakshmi.
Yeah, that's all good.
Well, that's your advice, darling. So I was just wondering if perhaps it was just my energy that was off that was creating some of this blockage, and maybe
let's
it was my move.
Okay. Did you move?
No, I meant if my mood improves, would this be better going forward? Maybe it was just my mood was off, and so everything was off. I just need to know there's going to be a better end of the year.
Well, all the blocks are gone. So I don't want to go back in there to see if it was – look at negativity. I kind of bring it up, if that makes sense. We're powerful both ways. You know, we're powerful if we go negative. We're powerful if we go positive. But if I've gone positive and then I go back negative to find out why I had to go – what needed to go positive, then I backtracked, which is keeping you and I both out of the moment.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Thank you, yeah.
And what is your, what did I, what kind of light worker are you? I forgot.
What kind of light worker? Arcturian? Arcturian?
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, when I started with you, I was at a measly 6 or 8 strands, DNA strands.
Uh-huh. You got
I'm just curious.
You're way over the top now, girl. Woo. So how many DNA strands does Elaine have? 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000, 10,000, 20,000, about 36,000.
Oh, and my.
I know. So I'm just saying, what we want, like what I finally started seeing the things that I really want that I couldn't figure out how to see it, if that makes sense. I'm starting to, because my awareness is going up, and what I was satisfied with or what I would have accepted even 2 or 3 weeks ago, Elaine, I can no longer accept.
Exactly.
So you've got to really stay with this thing. This is a minute-to-minute, day-to-day shift. And I'm really excited about it because we are definitely expanding our awareness and our sensitivity. Oh, my gosh. So good luck.
I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome, darling.
All right,
and I just love you, and I'm sorry I didn't get to meet with you there, but I'll be in L.A. pretty soon.
You too, and I've always got a guest room for you if you come to L.A.
I know. I'm ready.
Okay.
I know it's cute. All right. But bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to let Astrid talk because I've been talking a lot. And she wants to, we need to forecast. Hey, Astrid.
Hi, Cindy. Let's see, once we are through with the forecast, if you say that again that you needed this forecast.
Yeah.
I guess what I can say, since we're focusing on the positive, right,
mm-hmm.
we can approach this time for certain as an opportunity to practice staying centered.
Yeah.
And just allowing the day-to-day, as you're saying, stay in the moment, right? And the soul moves anyway one step at a time, unlike the mind, who wants to make long-term plans up front and wants to know everything up front. The soul moves one step at a time. And there's not really for us anymore to know the whole path months, weeks, years ahead. And just the best we can do right now, allowing each day to unfold without too much judging what we experience or even trying to make sense of it. I've given up trying to make sense of it these past few weeks. It's wasted effort for me. All in all, it's a huge time of choice for us. We are really being asked if we're willing to face what's the deepest and the scariest pieces of our unconscious, the stuff that we usually don't want to look at. What's going to help us there is, and again, when we are being faced with a challenge, we are also asked at the same time to step up with what helps with the challenge. So deepen our spiritual practice. That certainly can help a lot and increase our faith. And that's something I've had to do big time these past weeks. So anybody who's on the call who has experienced that, really having to step up and into the faith, you're not alone. I can admit it, so you can be at peace if you're one of those too. And always remember, we can change. I heard this from a very dear teacher of mine this week. We can change in the twinkle of an eye. So let's choose the highest ground this week. That's really important because we are still, flying blind in this. It's been a really intense astrological wormhole, and we are still in it, and it's, we can really not see where we're going. And this week is important to step up and bring the best of us to the table to make it through this week. We might feel really agitated in our mind. That's related to Mercury. And it almost feels like wounds in our consciousness. And we feel like we know there's stuff that we need to work on. But at the same time, we don't know what these things are that we need to work on. And we are pushing, growing bigger and better, every aspect of us. And it feels like we are constantly bumping into these walls. These walls are really only there to keep us at the divine pace. It's not really meant to be roadblocks, even though right now in the middle of all these challenges we are perceiving it as such. These blocks are, these walls are slowing us down, so we are not moving too fast, not getting lost in this intense spin of the wormhole, where we should be really taking baby steps. Because we are in a huge, huge time of choice.
which is really important. And it's going to determine so much of our life going forward. Cindy mentioned Dr. Michael Lennox earlier, and he shared this beautiful prayer that I really liked. It's not very long, so I will share it with you here because I found it quite lovely and supportive. Though I can see the path below my feet with any sort of clarity right now, I am in full trust that my soul has my back. The universe that invented me is lifting me up, only to put me down someplace entirely new that is in full support of my life unfolding perfectly. I lean into this deep and abiding trust, knowing that everything that occurs, every interaction I participate in, and every thought process I find myself engaging in is in support of this magnificent process of growth, change, and transformation, and guidance into the perfect future I'm creating with this day. And so it is.
I love that. And if I, Astrid, okay. You can hear me. You can go and Google Michael Lennox, and you can sign up for his daily readings on astrology and what's going on in the energies. He combines energy and astrology. Wouldn't you say that, Astrid? He's a very high-level light worker.
Yes, I would say so, definitely. I always draw from a number of sources, and it's funny how I'm being guided to which things to read,
uh-huh,
to share with everybody on this call, and which things to just not read.
Uh-huh.
And then things also come my way throughout the week that sometimes they're telling me, make a note of this because this is going to be helpful information.
Uh-huh.
And I found that his things that he writes are very often helpful to me in how my week develops so that I have some awareness of what's going on and offering things that are supportive, not just saying, okay, this is what's going on, so good luck. You know, so
right.
That's, I like that about him.
Well, anyway, so it's, I think I pay $8 a month out of my PayPal, and he, to sign up for his daily readings, and I get them, he emails them out to me, and it's not my personal reading, it's the planetary reading for everybody, which, especially for the light workers, is affecting us all. So I find it I find him to be the best. Astrid likes shock therapy, which is another one. You can do Google that. I like shock therapy, okay, but I have to really dig into that one, and it's usually pretty long. Whereas if I'm listening to, reading Michael, it kind of resonates with me better, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I was just sharing that people can go and look at this if they care to. Okay, anything else, Astrid?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Plenty.
Uh-oh.
Good news is that Jupiter has been sitting in the same spot for a while now, and finally, tomorrow, Jupiter is going to start moving forward. So what that means for all of us is that the things that we have been working on all year are likely to start manifesting results.
Yes.
Not right away, but in the months to come, even though I have seen some people, I just was working with a client Sunday before this past one, and this lady was in huge anxiety for the majority of her life and had some very hard experiences. And on Sunday, we finally cracked it. And all of a sudden, her whole creativity, everything came up. And she's so excited. She's moving forward on a number of work projects. And definitely, I have been shown some things where people can finally move forward where they were held in a stuck pattern for a long time. So please all know that this is really happening now. It's not all drudgery, and keep up the faith. And yes, it's always, I read it somewhere, I forget where this week, that around the closest it gets to sunrise, that's when the night is the darkest. And I found that to be the truth, because I oftentimes wake up at that time. So just know that things are in the making and everything is going to get on the lighter side again.
Thank heaven.
Maybe just not this week yet, because, well, Wednesday we will get some insights, some stuff is going to come up, revelations, important information that help us personally on our journey.
Mm-hmm.
The divine is in the detail this week.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to the depth, and there's a complexity of small things. Wednesday is a good night to get some rest, because we are all preparing for our entrance into a new phase of our lives. And Thursday, well, that entrance isn't so fun. So it's not what I would call a happy day per se. It's going to be heavy. And as we have already heard from some of you,
Astrid, I'm not going to believe that. Every day is a happy day for me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not accepting that one.
Okay, fine. Do you know that astrologically, the happy attitude is not as supported on Thursday? Mm-hmm. And so, as we have heard, tangible support seems to be in short supply. Listen to what I'm saying. It seems to be in short supply, yeah? So it's really helpful for us to focus on what is there versus what is not there, and to be gentle with ourselves. And as we'd already mentioned earlier and during the last few weeks, appreciation, gratitude is very, very helpful for us, because it shifts our whole frequency. And this is now the time for us to be what we want to become. So that means it's not good enough to just say, oh, this is what I want to be, and then sit there. It's for us to feel what is that like when we are what we want to become, and act like it, even if it's only in small things. Fake it until you make it is a good approach right now. The new moon is coming up, so also remember that's a good time to release stuff that we have identified that's still garbage that we want to leave behind.
The new moon is Saturday, isn't it?
Yes.
The 11th?
Yeah. But it's very early today. On Friday, we're kind of looking at what has changed this past year. It's a super good night for purging rituals, because the new moon is very early on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at who we are and how did we become who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Really big thing is, what are our convictions?
Mm-hmm.
We still get a good opportunity to look at that and say, okay, maybe this I want to change because that doesn't really resonate anymore. Connect to our higher self and see what we decide to stand for in this new part of our life.
So Saturday is very early morning, is the new moon and the eclipse. That's where we're already seeing that things are getting lighter now. So it's a good day to put things together that are broken, tend to stuff where we have felt over this really rough ride. Remember, it's been a wormhole. So it's kind of, we have been thrown again this week into the washer and moving at high speed and the centrifugal force, right? The faster it goes, the stronger it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And so we might have found that we have sustained some bruises and feel broken in a little bit. And that Saturday is a good day to heal that and put that back together for ourselves. So that on Sunday we can look at what our long-term goals are, because, yes, the three eclipses will still be rippling for the next few weeks, because these were some really, really huge rocks
until the fall equinox, the 21st, 22nd of September.
Well, yes, for the next weeks, all the way to then.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, starting Sunday, what's the really the relief is that, congratulations, we had made it through to the other side of these three eclipses. Even if the energy will still carry forward for some time, that super ride that's been so crazy is not going to be in the same way anymore, because the traction begins again now towards what we have identified of what we want to be going forward, who we are, what is important to us, what we want our lives and ourselves to be. That's why these past three eclipses were so, or, well, past. I'm putting my... Do you notice? Where we are, that was our choice time. Now that we've made our choices all the way up to Friday, now it is moving forward depending on the choices that we have made.
And I want to interrupt just a minute. Mark, I was talking about earlier for everybody. Because we're ascending and because we're more sensitive, I am being able to actualize emotionally or visualize or know within my soul more so about what I am and what I'm attracting to me than I have in the past. And so we're growing is what I'm saying. So what you thought you desired, wanted, was your very best is even bigger and better than what you've thought of before, because we are shifting so much into our power that now you've really got to be sitting down with these intentions for the new moon, right, Astrid? Because it's not going to be the same intentions you had at the last new moon. It's a whole new ball game now because of the changes that we've had. And because you've been raised up to be more aware and your consciousness has expanded, your feeling of what it is that you're attracting to yourself has expanded also. And so you need to not get stuck in what you thought you wanted a month ago, because that may not be it. So you've got to go a little bit up, a little bit higher, and a little bit bigger about this is how it. I want to. This is what I should manifest. This is the feeling I want. I know it's out there, and I know it's mine. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I totally agree. This week, a little bit, especially tomorrow, it's going to be good
with Jupiter, and that's expanding your awareness too.
Yes, tomorrow we might feel a little bit more expanded than is good for us, so it's a good time to keep our ego on a leash.
I don't like to do that.
Your ego? Why not?
on a leash. You know I'm teasing.
You know, just don't let the head get too big, okay? That's what that's about, because we are feeling
quite
expansive.
I've been told I've only been wanting crumbs, that now I need to take the whole cake. But I don't think that's ego.
Well, as you just stated, this is the general astrological energy that's going on, and we might see tomorrow a lot of that where people are speaking big words and so on and have to eat later on because they got a little bit big in their britches.
Yeah.
That's what that is about. You know,
yeah, but I'm not going to
focus on ourselves, focus on our stuff.
Yeah.
We have plenty to do with that.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm told there's some things I'm supposed to do tomorrow evening, so we'll see.
Well, you know, it's not that not to do anything, Cindy.
Yeah, I know.
If you actually, it might be a good thing if you have an outlet somewhere where you go and it really requires this or supports this real energetic and boastful energy. You know, I had this really weird thing. It never happened to me before. This morning, I make myself an egg over easy, and there was literally an explosion. Yeah, I'm spelling with E-G-G-S. As I'm flipping over the egg, the whole thing completely blew up. I mean, there was egg over the entire kitchen.
What would you do? How'd that happen?
I don't know. Maybe it was a warning about the expansiveness of the energy in the beginning of the week, or just a, I have no idea. It taught me to not cook ever again wearing a tank top because I have some burns.
Mm.
I blistered myself some, you know.
Mm.
So, I have no idea how it happened. And so it's the energy of the week. I had to laugh when it happened. Yeah, it hurt too. But I've never experienced anything like that. The whole egg literally blew up.
Okay.
Well, so anyway, that was it for this week. So it's going to be quite a ride, and just hold on to the seat and keep up the positive attitude. Focus on the positive pieces that you can see, and the light is already at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Towards the weekend, because then we are past that. And at the same time, stay in the present moment, because there will be a lot of things to learn about ourselves that we might never have to learn again if we're able to pay attention this week and let it go.
Thank you, Astrid. We've gathered even more callers while you're speaking, so I'm going to try to get to a couple more. Thank you so much, Astrid. We'll talk to you late tomorrow. Or tonight. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. And, man, I've got a ton of... I'm going to say hello to... I think this... Is this Maris?
Yes. Hey.
Hey, honey. You heard us talking about Michael Lennox. Are you enjoying his astrology?
Most definitely. I didn't know you were going to... I was going to bring it up and say, let's share him with everybody, but you've already done it, so check on that.
Yeah.
And then most definitely, he's very, very wise, and he brings it down so people can understand it. And what I was going to say is, even before I knew, is that people say, oh, well, I can't read astrology. You know what? you just skip over the planets and the conjunctions and things like that and get to the interpretation and the advice.
And that's what he does. Knowledge. Really good.
That's what he does. That's the way I always read astrology, even though I've studied it a little bit. I still skip over it. I go, okay, all right, okay. And then, you know, get to the advice, because knowledge is power, and we don't have to settle for it. We don't have to settle for it, but at least we're advised. You know, we're advised,
exactly.
And we go, okay, I'm going to do better than that. That's my skeleton, and whatever.
Yes, that's
and,
what I,
you know.
You, that's exactly the way I feel, Maris, and that's why I was trying to say, yes, this is what it says, but we don't want to buy into all of this, because even that, we have a choice. Exactly, Maris.
I used to buy into it. And I do buy into it enough that it benefits me. And I'm not saying I love Astrid. I'm gonna have to get a session with her. I love her. But I mean, like, when she's doing the interpretation of the astrology, it's not like we, you know, it's like we can take it or leave it. But I'm mostly taking it. I'm mostly definitely taking it, because that guy knows more than I do, right?
Yes.
Telling us about Michael, and she knows more than I do and stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to I'm going to be Virgo today, even though I'm Pisces. I wanted to find out how my flow is, how my feminine energy is. Those two things.
Oh yes, those are two things we all work on.
Because you did a show on flow, and I can't let the flow go for some reason. The show from 20 years ago.
I'm going to say, can I douse Maris at the present time? And I get yes. What percent? I'm feeling like you're at 100% flow, Maris. You're doing really good. And what was the other thing?
Well, the female. And I think
energy?
The female and the flow kind of go together
because
of the creative.
Yes, because with female energy. You're 100, baby. You're doing it. You're doing it.
All righty. I'm not going to ask for the DNA. I know it's like a zillion million, but
yeah,
I think I'll ask
I'm
next time
just
for the fun
it.
Of it.
It's just, it's too crazy. Like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, about 38,000 mirrors. I mean, we could go on and on because it's infinite who we are on the universe.
That's so great.
We're doing it.
I can't think of anything else
except,
our community. Yes, I feel like that I'm connected up with everybody that's on the call, even if they're on the internet, everywhere in the world. And, you know, it's just fantastic. This is my cadre.
Yes.
These are my people. And you are my people, and I love you all, and thank you.
Thank you, Maris. And gosh, the lines are filling up even more now as we're just talking.
Gotta go.
It's crazy.
Let me go.
Okay.
Let me go.
All right. Talk later, Maris. Okay. Let me see who's been on here. Here's a area code 504-344. This is Cindy. How can I help you today?
Hey, this is Deborah. How are you?
Good, Deborah. Have you listened in before?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
I'm having trouble, so I'm so glad you're on today. Yeah, yesterday my chest was hurting real bad.
Yeah.
And today it's my stomach. It's just, it's gripping. Now my chest is gripping. It wasn't gripping. And
Deborah, can I just talk? I'm looking at your energy fields. You're in 100% detox. Wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you're in, I want you to hold out your left hand for a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to use an etheric weaver to surrogate myself to help get rid of some of the detox in you. You're releasing like nobody's business here, girl. What did you do? Did you
I took black
make
seed
a decision?
Oil. No, and I did make a decision too, yeah.
Are you purposely detoxing?
I didn't mean to, but now that you mention that, I started taking black seed oil for candida, and I guess I am. I didn't realize. I had been taking like two a day, not realizing I was going to throw myself in a detox. I just was doing immune health.
Yeah, but it's more than just that. It's an energetic also. So you've got a combination of stuff going on.
can I slow this down? It's too much right now.
Well, I know. I just did that for you. So let me look now at you. How much detox is Deborah in? Okay, we've got you down to 60%.
Okay.
That's livable. How's your sleep? How's your sleep?
Not good. I go to sleep at 5 and probably wake up at like 10. I cannot sleep.
We need a sleep support group, right, Maris? She's one of those that can't sleep at night either. Okay, I've got a lot. So at the present time on Deborah, how many blocks and issues does she have in her sleep? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, I'm just going to do a little clean. Have you ever had a session with me, Deborah?
No, I don't think so. Or maybe
just
like a long time ago.
Just things I've done on the radio.
Yeah, no.
So, we talked in person? Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, just
on
you and
the radio. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
The computer.
Okay, well, I'm just
going to
do a quick sweep. I'm going to ask that all my divine beings come into Deborah, and I want all my light workers that are listening, let's assist Deborah right now with support, that all non-beneficial energies be transformed and transmuted from all of her energy fields and from all aspects of her in any dimension and any universe and everything about her at the present time. Thank you. Now, how's your sleep space? Is it conducive for sleep?
Well, I stay with my boyfriend. I have my apartment, but I don't know. I cannot break away from that situation. But I don't want it either, if that makes sense.
Well, he's not clear at all. So you're feeling it. The more sensitive you become, the more you can feel the unclarity of him.
Oh,
so,
he's very unfocused and very stuck in life. And I don't, I hate to say this, but I'm getting some kind of hatred for it. Because,
well,
maybe he's not lazy.
That's your sleep.
Okay.
So we need to do a session, girl. And
okay.
Either that or you're going to have to amp it up and step in your power and let go.
Okay.
I mean, you have to. It's not either you or him. It's you. You understand
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I thought I was being powerful. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I thought I am
well,
powerful.
If you're not sleeping, you're not in your and you're with him and he's and you're with someone who's not in alignment with you, what percent alignment is Deborah with the man that she spends the night with? What percent alignment is it? It's 20%.
Okay.
Energetic alignment.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah,
like
you already know it.
Down. I don't know. It's like everything he learned, it's like he's forgetting or he's giving up or something.
Yeah.
And it makes me mad, you know, it makes me a little
mad.
Yeah,
I know. Been there, done that one. Yeah.
Okay.
I get it. It's hard. It's about you and your power.
So I just need to step away.
Yeah. You don't have to do it big time. You can do it a little bit. Let me stay
That's
at my
I'm
house.
Trying.
Yeah.
That's what
you're
I'm
not
going to.
And let me look at this time. How many negative cords are on Deborah? Is it from her partner? Is it more than 1 million? Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
3 million. He feeds off of you. So you don't have any energy because he feeds off your energy
yes.
field.
And he just told me I was the negative one.
No, he's feeding.
Can I be, how do I stop? I mean, as a healer, aren't I able to block that? Like, I don't know why nothing's working, like my techniques.
Well, you know, there's a lot more than I can tell you on this radio show.
Okay, I'm going to call
we
you.
Can talk. But he's also got a lot of stuff. It's not just you. It's all the stuff that is him, that he represents. That is in connected to him too, so there's a
okay.
lot going on.
Okay.
So
okay.
yeah. But it's more than what we can do right now. So I just want to up your awareness level. And I took off all non-beneficial energy. So I don't think I'm telling you anything that you don't already know.
It's true. I just thought I was a strong person and that I could block all that. I really did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm slowly backing away, but some days, you know, are tough because he works with my family and we live very close to each other. But
you know, it may be that he just needs to have some work done too, Deborah. It may not be that you need to. It's a healing process for both of you.
Okay.
So
The best I can get him to is a chiropractor, which has done good, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I could get him to talk to you. I'll try.
All right.
I just feel so bad all the time.
Yeah, I've got 8 minutes left in my show.
I'm sorry.
I haven't done my thing, so I'm going to have to let you go there, Deborah.
Okay, thank you.
But if you need later.
Okay. I'll call you.
Okay, bye. I'm going to do one more, and then I've got to do a healing meditation. And, Deborah, you can put him and both of you in the healing meditation. I've got area code 917-538. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. Christy Bentley, this is Anna. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Anna. It's Cindy Bentley. But hey, Anna, how are you?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have a question regarding my supervisor. She's after I signed off on something around my job title that I'm doing two jobs in one, I filed a complaint. Now she won't sign off on my licensing hours. What do you think will happen there?
Is there anyone above her that you can go to?
What do you mean? Oh, anyone above her? No, because she said it was between her and me and that she was helping me with the licensing.
Well, you need to be strong, Anna. If she's not going to support you, then you're going to have to go to someone that will listen.
Okay.
Or you need to talk to her and say, this is not acceptable. I mean, you're going to have to, she's pushing you to be in your power. So you either have to get in your power or step away.
I can say, this is not acceptable. I have to leave the job if you don't sign off.
Yeah. Because you're already doing more than what you need to do.
And I said, it's not fair that I'm doing two jobs and getting paid for one. Well, this is a activities therapy job. It's not a managing coordinator. I said, it doesn't change what I'm doing here. I'm still doing the same things with my background. She just doesn't like that I filed for another title. And she doesn't feel comfortable signing off on the other title, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
So I said, well, maybe we could do art therapy title then, you know. If that makes you more comfortable.
Well, I tell you what, if I can't do it all right now because I've only got 5 minutes left, if you want to do a follow-up session with me later, just call. We can do a 30-minute or something and work on this. Okay, Anna?
Okay.
But I'm going to do a meditation to help heal a lot of things, so stay with us. Bye, Anna.
I will.
Thank you for your support. And I want to call in. Everybody needs to listen up because we're going to do some really big-time healing work here. We've got a lot of issues. I want to apologize for all the callers that I've not been able to get to today. Please know that next week, please try to call in earlier, and I'll get to you as soon as I can. We've had people holding for, you know, they start calling in before I even open the show. So if anyone's listening in, or if you really need some help, just send me an email. And those I've worked with before, you can call me and set up something. I'll be happy to work with you. But right now, let's put all of our energy into this present moment. And I'm calling in my diamond beings, my platinum beings, my golden beings from the 12th wave, where I do all my work from and where they are my family. I'm calling in Archangel Michael with the blue flaming sword. I'm calling in Saint Germain with the violet flame. I'm calling in our divine Jesus for healing and all of his Christ consciousness, that he can assist each one of us that are listening in on and any time, any place around the world. Just take a deep breath wherever we are. And as I look at even the numbers, we're working from the East Coast to the West Coast. And I'm so appreciative for every one of you, because as you're here listening, you are holding light. As you are who you are, where you are holding light. And we're going to amp up this light that you are. The truth of who you are is a divine light being. And at this moment, we ask you to open up all that you are to a higher level of light. And this light that's coming into your mental body, your physical body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, this light is overflowing with abundance, is overflowing with prosperity, is overflowing with a higher frequency of joyful love. And as each of you listening, hold this divine high frequency of light. We want it integrated into all that you are. We want it processing in every cellular consciousness so that it pushes away anything that is not of the highest order. Each of you have the power. Each of you have the capability to step forth, to hold the intentions as we work through the week, as we come to the new moon. Let's start now knowing what our intentions are from a soul level. Who are we? What are we? What are we here to do? What service do we offer for ourselves as the human that we are, and for all the energies that surround us? Know at this present moment what you hold in every cellular consciousness at the highest level is not only transformative for you, but it is transformative for all that surrounds you. All that you ask can be transformed. We ask for healing in relationships, for all that is. And so, we give great thanks and appreciation for this light, this love, this transformation, this great ascension process that we're all taking place in. And we ask, as we open up and allow these energies to flow through us, we are grounding them deeper and deeper into what we are. And we give you great thanks for all that are working. And know, everyone that is processing today, tonight, tomorrow, as Astrid has read the forecast, I want all of you to be ready with the highest level of intentions. No, don't just think, this is what I've been wanting all along, I'm going to write it out. It's not going to be like that anymore. You've got to go to the moment, and this is what I choose, because we are now expanding so much that what we wanted and what we were to be is no longer as truth as we really want it at the highest for our best good. Thank you, thank you. Talk to you next week, everybody. Thank you for listening.